Talanoa Akol, through the Ministry of Education, is a 10-week Pacific Parent Education Program that equips and empowers parents, families and communities with skills, knowledge and confidence they need to champion their children's education. Each week on Pacific Breakfast, our two expert and passionate educators have taken us through a new topic. Talanoa Akol has also been presented on each of our language programs by fluent Pasifika speakers. And it is a very warm welcome back to our amazing educators, Carl Vassal, Principal, Rowandale School, Manurewa, and Sinapi Taiao, a whānau head maths teacher, Nainai College, Aloha Hata, for our final session this morning. And for our final session, of course, we're opening up our comment section for any questions that you have for Carl or Sinapi, and also call us through 0800 000 531, 0800 000 531. Come on. Carl, Sinapi, welcome back for our final session.
Ta'alofa, everybody. Hi, Sinapi.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Hi, Carl.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a bit sad. It's our last session today.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do myself. So used to seeing your face every beginning of the week.
Come up to Auckland and find a job, and I'm sure there's be heaps there. But wow, I like your hoodie.
Thanks. I like yours too. I've got the same one.
I like Brian's one. Oh, sorry, Brian. No. These are our official Talanoa Akol hoodies. And so me and Sinapi have been wanting to jam these on the radio. But last week, PMN's radios was broken. But this week it's open. And so we're able to jam our beautiful hoodie. And we wear these with pride. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool. It's nice and warm too. And it's a nice way of showing that, you know, we are valued. So I felt really cool when I got it. So yeah, so Brian's been just, you know, in the pre-bits talking about 10 weeks. This is our 10th week of offering this program, and it's been an absolute pleasure for us to do so. And so we thought today what we would do is we would go through our 10 topics real quick, just touch on the basics. Brian's going to be monitoring online and the radios and the phones. And if anyone's got a question, just Brian's going to interrupt us, and we'll try and answer those as soon as possible. So this is your time to get on the keyboard and or text in or phone in and get your question in. So ready, set, go. Week one, we were talking about connected caring communities. We were right in the middle of lockdown, and we talked to you about being safe, making those healthy decisions, looking out for each other, walking, looking out for your health, sanitizing, washing hands after the bathroom, coughing, sneezing in the right way, you know. And it was about the program where we were going at the time was pretty scary. You never know with the current situation with these latest cases, we might be going back there. So it's really important that those things that we touched on in that first week about being connected, making sure you know where your family are, it's vital that you keep those up to date. Because if we have to go back into lockdown again and sort out this damn COVID, you know, you're ready for it. Your kids are amazing. They're showing heaps of behaviors in relation to healthier communities. And thanks.
Right. Thank you. And then in the second week, we talked about NCEA. So I guess the main message I want to say today is that there have been some changes in response to the COVID-19 situation. So the magic number was 80 credits at level one, but now it's now been reduced to 70. So 70 credits at level one. Level two and three, it's 52 level two or level three credits, plus the 20 from, you know, the level below. The 10 credits for numeracy and literacy still stands as it is, so you can't, you can't ignore that. Also, UE, level three, the requirements for university entrance for the three approved subjects are not 14 credits anymore. It's gone down to 12. Also, there are credits called learning oh my goodness, I've just had a mind blank. There are credits, I've forgotten the actual name for it, that students can get if, you know, if they need to, as backup credits, I guess. Oh, learning recognition credits, that's the one. So level one, there are 10 available. So 10 available spare credits in the event that you need it come to the end of the year and you fall short. And for level two and three, it's a maximum of eight credits. But I mean, in saying that, just, you know, I encourage you to sit with your children and just see where they're at right now, because we are halfway through the year and they should be about halfway there with their credits. So yeah, take the time to sit with them. Holidays are coming up as well. So, you know, check that they're tracking well. Book those appointments with the teacher or the deans and, yeah, sort out a plan going forward, especially with those new changes in place.
Nice. It's good that the government was listening. In week three, we talked about family routines and goal setting. And we believe that this was a really good skill and a practice for you to go to have in your families beyond COVID. Any situation when you can talanoa with your children and your family, sitting around the same table and talking about what's important, what's on top, and making sure that everyone knows what everyone else is doing. During lockdown, we saw that, you know, you were in your bubble and it was important for you not to want to pop your bubble. So if you've got any idea about things coming up, it's good that people don't have this anxiety about not knowing what's happening, where people are. It's a great opportunity too for you to sit down with your child and talk about their goals for their learning, for the future. And as teachers now, because a lot of our parents and family turned into amazing teachers, it's good for you to listen to you know, the aspirations of these kids and know where to next. And yeah, I'm looking forward to coming into a whole lot of homes where there's these big ass posters of your routines or your timetables for your family in there. One of the best bits that came out of this for me is setting a goal as a family. And we see it a lot where families are saying, look, I'm going to designate this time to do this with all of us together. And so, you know, it's an opportunity. Thank you. Week four.
And following on from that, we talked about family time management. So it's busier now, I believe, you know, your family's time with going back to school and work, sports are back on, church is happening now. So it's really important that you review your calendar and your plan, I guess, from COVID time. So make sure that you, as a family, talanoa and really highlight and put in the key dates into your calendar and work around that so that, you know, we all know what everyone's doing and we can best support each other as well.
Nice. In week five, we talked about pathways. And so, you know, if Dorothy followed the blue brick road, she would never have got to Oz. And so it's important for you to make sure that you make the road yellow for your children to follow. You don't want them going off here, there, everywhere. So a pathway in your learning is so vital, as is a pathway in your job and the pathway in your life. So you know what stages and where you want to go. For our children, it's about understanding which subjects will support them and where they want to go. So when you're having those massive talanoa sessions with your family and your time management allows for that to happen, talking about pathways and what is needed for your children to be successful is vital. So sit down, have that talanoa, and talk about how and where you want to go. If you want to be a rugby player, you're not going to go and sit in the garden and weed, right? You need to get around that field, high knees, up those hills, lift those big logs like, Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Commando, all those different types of activities in order for you to succeed and reach your pathway. Remember, Dorothy would not have reached Oz.
All right, so week six, we looked at careers and vocational pathways. So we discussed the different skills employers are looking for now. We won't go through that right now, but it's available on the Careers New Zealand website. Also, we looked at vocational pathways. And I guess the key message from that, talanoa, was to really, if you know what subjects your children are good at or what they are really passionate about, then just, you know, really focus on that and look at the different careers that can come out of those particular subjects. And the best thing is to do some research, book a time with your careers advisors at schools, especially in the secondary school, because that's what the employers do. And just really listen and to your children, because what you want may not be what your child wants to be when they get older.
Nice. And then the next week we did literacy. And remember that flash word that Sinapi introduced us to? Actuary, you know, or that's where we looked at how it was a career. So she talked about careers. And so literacy is beautiful. And we have words that actuary exist. And so literacy is important. It's the tool to open up your children's world. We encourage people to keep their first language. It's so important, their mother language, because it makes you stronger, makes you more powerful, more superpowers. Someone that can speak a second language will easily pick up another language. And you got to make sure that that first language or whatever it is a champion level. You got to make sure you can speak it, write it, and, you know, dance it and think it. And so that's the same with literacy. We want our kids using so much literacy around them so that they can go to university, they can go into the workplace, they can go into their life and champion everything. Because if you can do this, then you can operate in multiple worlds, then our children are destined for success. Literacy is the part, is one of the tools to get you through to, you know, to wherever they want to go in their pathways. And that's actuary, a real thing.
And leading off from that, the other powerful tool is numeracy. So, you know, we can't avoid numbers. It's everywhere. It's a part of our lives. It's, you know, if you look at your bank account, oh, I'm in the negative. What does that mean? That you're rich? No, you need to make some changes to your budget. So, yeah, there are plenty of opportunities for you to support your child at home, you know, like cooking, reading, recipe, baking. Actually involve them in, if you don't mind, you know, your family budget, where, how much money is coming in? Are you, how much does your grocery shopping cost? Do you have some money left over to buy, you know, those extra treats like chocolate or cookie times? Also it's a building our numeracy helps us to understand the world around us better. So, you know, when you're watching the news and they're talking about the latest, I guess the latest COVID cases or, you know, or whatever is on the current events, then, you know, you get a bit of an understanding of what is happening. So, and another example is, attendance. If you think that, my child's attendance is at 50%. Yeah, that's great. Unfortunately, no, that's not great. You need it up to 80. So, yeah, just some practical examples of where we can support and understand numeracy.
Yeah, nice. It's an important tool, literacy, numeracy, champion. And, Then last week we talked to you about reporting and parent interviews, and we can't stress the importance enough of parents who are engaged in their children's learning education. You need to know that teacher's phone number and have it on speed dial, because if you've got issues, the best person to talk to is them, you know, about your children's learning. When you get the report, if you have no idea how to read the report, tell the school. The school needs to be able to report to you in plain English, plain language. And I've seen some examples of where schools have used and cut and pasted some different first languages and popped them into the comment section. Because nothing's better than a person who has a first language to read something or understand. It's like that one, you know, the joke's not funny if you say it in English. But if you can hear it in their own language, then the parents will be able to better understand. Even if there are people at school that you can help translate, get a group of parents around. We've talked about that. Turn up to the interview. Don't take the phone call and say, oh, yeah, I'll be there at 6 o'clock. And while the poor teacher's sitting there waiting at 6 o'clock, you are not there. And you must get engaged and get serious. When you decided to have your child, you decided to invest. and you don't sit back and watch your investment in the bank or whatever and just, you know, do nothing about it. You need to. So many of you are amazing parents. So many of you do well. Many of you cope. If you want to do even better, get involved, especially when it comes to reports and with parent interviews, because then you'll know exactly how to support your child and how to keep your school honest and to make sure that their teacher is doing their job. Because it's important. If you're going to put all that investment in, other people better be stepping up as well. Yeah, that wasn't a growling. It was just like if I was talking, because, you know, I'm a dad too. I was going to go to week 10, but
today is week 10.
And now let's listen to the 50,000 questions we have from Brian. Well, Brian might have a question for us.
There's no questions currently on the Facebook, but one question that comes to mind for me as a parent, and this might be a bit of a sensitive topic. My daughter was recently, over the last month or so, and she's just started at college. What's third form now, they say? Year nine. Yes. And it was all around bullying. And so for from your perspective as teachers at primary school level and as also at college level, what is the best way to deal with incidents such as, bullying when they arise?
You want to answer first, Sinapi?
Yep. Bullying, no matter what form, no matter how big or small you may see it, it is really important that we do address it, because if we don't, it just gets, it's just that snowball effect just gets bigger and bigger, and then the repercussions are bigger, and it's too late to try. Well, it's not too late, but it'll be a lot more work to try and work it out. I know all schools, bullying is not acceptable. It's not tolerated. And so schools have different policies, I guess, processes in dealing with it. So if you are aware of it and you want to, is it happening in the school or is it happening like online outside of school?
Oh, it was both, but I can't go into details because
No, that's fine. I guess the best as a parent, and if it involves kids from school, I would really talk to the teachers, the deans, and ask if your school's a restorative school, then it's best to get together and tell Anoa and get to the root of the bullying incident and go from there.
I would add is it's beautiful that she could tell you. And that's important for our families to develop that relationship with their children so that they can tell Anoa about their feelings like this. Because too often we see children taking on bullying and don't do anything about it, and it builds up like Sinapi says. So well done for that relationship, Brian, with your daughter, that she can come to you. And that's important for making sure your children feel confident, comfortable, talking to you about how they feel, what's been going on in their lives, because then we can do something about it. And it's important that you make sure that the school addresses it. It may, that'll do. I could talk about bullying all day long, but great topic.
Another question I had around parent interviews, is it true that parents can take time off, or maybe around legal, or there's... If a parent needs to take time off from work, say like they're working during the day to attend like a parent teacher report, that they can do so? And like there's, there's availability through legal obligation.
That a parent can go to a student report day, right? That's what I've heard. I just want to know whether there is any legality or...
Most work sites or most work like. For teaching, I can talk from teaching. We have provision for leave in our collective agreement. So when we settle a collective agreement as part of our pay negotiations, in there are things like parental leave and discretional leave and family leave. And so you can seek to use those types of leave when there is something like that. I know for a fact that there, you know, I could, you know, put money on it. There is no kind of law that says that I must go to the parent interview, or I can. But I know that through your work, you have different types of leave, and you can source those and use those when you do come. It's really sad when an employer may put a restriction on you for attending those meetings. But if that's the case, ring the school or the teacher and redo a time, and even encourage the teacher, if they're brave enough, to come to your house or to go meet you for coffee or outside of those hours that better suit you.
Here's another question. Tala noa ako. I mean, you know, can you give us an overview? We've gone through the last 10-week session, but the, you know, the purpose of Tala noa ako in the, you know, the program itself in supporting or journeying alongside of our, you know, Pacific communities to help their children's learning journey, please.
So it aligns itself to the Power Up model, and one of the things is this program is based on actual voice. So over the years with Power Up, that they collected voice, and this program is informed and aligns to some of the feedback that they received, the ministry have received, as to what parents want to know. The normal 10-week program that we run with the schools, so we're going to start running these August, September, Sanapi.
Yeah. October. Term three.
So the normal sessions, the 10 weeks, and there are two or three sessions where the parents come up with the content. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to use the set content over a 10-week period. You want to add any more, Sanapi?
No, that's pretty much it. But I think this is a good time to introduce the Tala noa ako app.
Yes.
So we've had some really awesome experts put this together. So I don't know if you can see this. This is what it looks like. And if you look at the contents page, it has all the topics, various topics that we discussed on our program. And you can actually change the language setting. So it's available in all our Pacific languages, which is amazing.
Oh.
Yeah, and it also has like the narration option to it too, so it can read the information to you. Wow. What's also great is that if you click on the notes part, it has like a template for NCEA planning. It has a time management calendar. Oh, and even has a Tala noa ako family calendar for next year. So this is a really awesome resource to get into. And also there's lots of key links there for the various topics as well. I don't know if you can see that, but it's such a great app. So I encourage all your parents to download it. It's free, very pretty to the eye.
So to find it, do you just go to the App Store and type in Tala noa ako?
Yes, yep, go to the App Store, you know, where you downloaded your Facebook and your Instagram. Yeah, so the same place, so App Store or is it Google Play on Samsung?
Yeah.
Yeah, and just type in Tala noa ako.
Can I ask, you know, for parents and also students that will, you know, watch this, if we go through the last 10 weeks, what would be your, you know, like main key message for parents and students, you know, not so much to summarize, but, you know, the main takeaway for, you know, the last 10 weeks?
Yeah. Go, Sanapi.
Yep. I guess for me, it's making that decision and being active. You know, it's easy to listen and take in what we've said, you know, the advice. It's just like, but it's about what you're going to do with it and how you're going to apply it from here on. It's just like, you know, when you're on social media and you're watching people, you know, like getting fit and eating healthy, it's not like, just because you're watching it and you're like, oh, that's a good idea, doesn't mean you're going to, you know, become fit and get healthy too. So you actually have to actively apply this. So communication is key. You know, Talanoa with the children, your children, Talanoa with the school. It's all, you know, you are all, it's a partnership, eh? So yeah, that's my key take, key message for all our parents and families.
And also just to reiterate what you're saying, but adding to it that a lot of teachers out there are amazing and a lot of schools do a wonderful job. Occasionally we have someone that, yeah, should be collecting trolleys, but if you do get a great teacher, they enjoy being celebrated as well. And, you know, they enjoy being, and so they invest 100% in your children. And sometimes it's selfless and thankless work, but we do it because it's a calling. We don't go into teaching for the money. We go into teaching to make a difference and to reinforce that we were the people that couldn't run away from Sunday school fast enough. And then we ended up looking after all the kids and the minute, oh, you should be a teacher. And then, yeah, that's it. But yeah, you just work hard. Mm. So it's, you know, and celebrate them. A lot of wonderful Pasifika people like me and Sinapi and Brian all had amazing teachers in our lives, and not all of them were Pasifika. And we do, you know, thank them for the love they showed us.
I've actually got a question from one of our viewers this morning. So, Deisa Kudene, thank you, Deisa. The question or comment, some of our children living in the Western world struggle at home with our church and family commitments. Any suggestions on how parents and children can help find a medium that may help those relationships build stronger to be able to achieve some of these great ideas you have shared? Oh, awesome.
Mm. Wow.
You want to answer that, Carl?
I always find with kids, you know, that kind of example, if there is a situation where there's a standoff between families, so, you know, there's the old ways, oh, back in the days we did this and you shall listen, and then the other ones were, I'm free, I can choose where I want to go. If the adult makes the first move, makes the first concession, makes the first ability to say, okay, son, sure, why not? You can wear those high heels. Then the child will also return that favor. If you want them to change before you, a good example the other day, one of my friends, she's going through a relationship problem. And so she said to me, you know, oh, my mum won't accept my new boyfriend, blah, 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 blah. And I said, she turned to her and I said, you will never win with mum. Don't try and make her change. She's 88 years old and she's Samoan. You can't change those ones. So you just have to accept that your mum just sees it differently. So operate like that. Don't try and change your mum. Within a week, mum was around, things were moved on. But if she had tried to change that mum, or the mum had tried to change the daughter, that's when the friction happens. So adult, make the first concession. What do you reckon, Sinapi, church-going girl living in the house, church-going guys?
Yeah, again, it's finding that middle ground. Like you said, you can't change people's perspectives, but it's talking it out and finding that middle ground where you can meet halfway and have a bit of both of your perspectives together, and finding that common goal. That's my recommendation.
Okay, then. And we have another one here from Jane Henry. Is this happening around all the schools throughout New Zealand, or is it only happening in some schools? And is this program free, or is there a price to pay?
The Talanoa Ako program is free. Unfortunately, it's a limited resource. And so they've targeted specifically high Pasifika schools around Auckland. I know there's some in Wellington. And just Auckland and Wellington, at this stage.
Yeah. I think Christchurch as well.
Not sure. I'll find that out for you and I'll add it to your comment later. But it's targeted. There's this limited amount of funding. If we can do really good with this program, we're working with schools and also with churches. And so in schools, you can either work with parents or you can work with parents and children, like a centre. And churches, they're just working with the parents and the children, and then I know for some schools they're working with just adults, and not kids. So there's a varying levels of program, targeted, not heaps of money, and it's absolutely free. Mm. And the program, when you run a program, the parents will come, they will have a meal, you share the content for an hour, then they go home. It's not one of those long ones. We're just and the only way we're going to measure it is just collecting their voice about shifts they've made. Mason, up.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, then. Well, those are the questions that we had. I'm sure if others come up that, you know, the team will be able to respond to them. But, Carl, Sinapi, final words before we bring our Talanoa Ako series to a close, please.
You can go first, Sinapi.
Okay, you have the final word. No, I just want to say a big thank you to 531PI for this opportunity, also to people at the ministry for reaching out and, yeah, being voluntold to do this. No, I have thoroughly enjoyed this, working with you, Carl, and also to our sis Natalie, you know, our weekly planning sessions Sunday evenings before delivering the Talanoa Ako program has been really, for me, it's given me so much personal development and professional development and growth. So a huge thank you to all our listeners for tuning in every Monday for the past 10 weeks. Hopefully you were able to take at least one bit of advice from whatever I had to say, but if I just talked a whole lot of rubbish, then I apologize. I thoroughly enjoyed this this journey.
Nice.
So I love it.
And just to reiterate what my sister has said, thank you very much for this journey. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you very much for caring. Thank you very much for just accidentally turning on the radio today and, oh, what's these guys doing? But, you know, just want to finish by just praising this wonderful, wonderful Pacific woman who works her life and soul in Lauahat. She, you know, when I said that I was going to be pairing up with Sinapi, I thought, yeah, okay, get to know her because I've heard so much about her. But dedicated people like you are very rare and are focused on our kids, especially in the maths department. Most of our Pacific people teach in the arts, but you are amazing. All the best. And I look forward to hearing amazing things about you. Hopefully, you know, you carry on. And we know friends that you know friends that we'll meet somewhere along the line. And I'm waiting for my tea. Send me my tea that you've been drinking, sister. But thank you so much. You are amazing. And your kids and your family are very should be very proud of you. Brian, it's always a pleasure. Yeah, you know, that fella, you're one of the funniest men I know. And honestly, you make things just sound so amazing and so easy. You too are one of those role models. So if parents want to see pathways, yeah, the yellow bricks, we're going towards where Brian wanted to go, where Sinapi, and yeah, I've still got some bricks, but they're a bit crooked. But God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to Gabby Makisi and the ministry for trusting us. Parents, anytime, you know my Facebook page now, because if I comment, then it's my face. Messenger us, messenger me or Sinapi. God bless. Thank you very much. Later, ball.
Laters. Not laters, because we've just got one more quick question, so we might as well ask it from Jane Henry again. You said Auckland, so which school or schools in Auckland is the program available for or where?
I'll send an email after this and they'll reply, and then I will
reply
straight away.
Awesome.
Miss Henry.
Okay, then. Well, a very big thank you again to our amazing educators, Carl Vassal, Principal Rowandale School, Manu Rewa and Sinapi Taiao, whānau head, maths teacher, Nainai College, Lauahat. Well, thank you both for your time over the last 10 weeks and for your ongoing tautua, your ongoing great service to our communities, our schools, and to the future leaders of our Pasifika generation. It's always amazing, as you mentioned earlier, Carl, that we can all remember, you know, those amazing teachers that have sowed into our lives over the years, and no doubt for yourselves there will be great testimonies you know, in future years to come. You may not see or even hear them, but how you are currently sowing into that future generation. God bless you both, and enjoy the rest of your week. Whaftei te le lava. Thank you, guys. It is 12 minutes to 8, 531 PI, Pacific People Together.